Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is All Things Considered on 90.9 WBUR. I'm Steve Brown. Massachusetts Congressman Seth Moulton has returned from a visit to Ukraine. He was part of a congressional delegation that met with U.S. and Ukrainian officials in Kyiv, as well as U.S. troops deployed in Poland. Congressman Moulton joins us now to discuss the visit. Welcome, Congressman, to WBUR's All Things Considered.
It's good to be back. Thanks for having me.
This was your second visit to Ukraine. You were there just about a year ago before the war started. Why did you decide that it's important to visit Ukraine at this moment in time?
I think Ukraine is an incredibly important U.S. ally. But I went there in December of last year, exactly a year ago, at a time when a lot of people weren't taking the threat of Russia's invasion seriously. And I came back and wrote an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal about how we weren't doing enough to prevent a war with Russia. We weren't doing enough to deter Putin. We were just talking about a response. Of course, sadly, that proved quite accurate. And a couple months later, Putin invaded. They're now about 8 months into the war. And I'll tell you, it's remarkable how little has changed in the capital city. By that, I mean, despite the horrific war that Vladimir Putin has unleashed on this country, an illegal and completely unnecessary war that's killing thousands and thousands of people, the Ukrainians are so remarkably resilient that Kyiv felt much the same as it did a year ago.
Mm-hmm. What were the main things that you took away from this visit from Kyiv, other than the fact that they're still living their lives there?
Well, they're living their lives, but they have to win this war. It's obvious that right now there's just no negotiating space between the Ukrainians and Russia. Ukraine wants its country back, and they certainly deserve to have it back. Russia doesn't seem willing to budge. So it's important that we get Ukraine what they need to win this war. But their requests change over time. And what they needed a few months ago is not what they need today. Today, they're focused on getting missile defenses, air defenses, to stop this onslaught of Russian attacks against their energy infrastructure. Putin's trying to use winter as a weapon and freeze the Ukrainians to death over the winter months. They've got to shoot those missiles out of the sky.
Mm-hmm. You anticipate my next question about the winter. It's getting more intense there in Ukraine. How is the energy infrastructure holding up there? And can it ensure that Ukrainians do not freeze to death?
Their energy infrastructure is fragile, in part because it's all based on Soviet technology. So the immediate focus is getting the replacement old Soviet parts to plug back in the pieces that Putin has knocked out. In the long run, though, we talked about how important it is that they transition their power grid to a Western system, not only because it will be more resilient and reliable, but because it will tie Ukraine in with the West.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that the United States' approach to its support for Ukraine needs to change based on anything you saw on this visit, or are we doing all the right things in your view?
I think that for the longest time in this war, we've been doing all the right things, sometimes a little bit late. And I think there's still more that we can do to accelerate the delivery of supplies, both humanitarian and military, to the Ukrainians. The number one thing we need to do is accelerate the delivery of air defense systems like the Patriot missile. We've got to get that to them as quickly as they can, because every day that goes by where Putin is able to launch more attacks on their energy infrastructure, it threatens to literally freeze Ukrainians to death over the winter. The second thing we need to do is really focus on what they need to win this as quickly as possible, to push Russia back to a point where they're willing to negotiate on more reasonable terms. Ultimately, we need to ensure the strategic defeat of Vladimir Putin so that he doesn't go anywhere next. Putin will not stop on his own. And if he doesn't get stopped in Ukraine, he could well go to a NATO country next. That means U.S. troops would have to be involved.
Massachusetts Congressman Seth Moulton, thanks for speaking with WBUR's All Things Considered.
Thank you. It's good to be back.